want to talk about family. Last weekend, Sunday, I spoke on family. And if I could just go back and just share with those that was not here the crux of my message last week, Sunday. I spoke about Jesus receiving us into his family, and the scripture that we read there was Romans chapter 5 verse 8. Is it there? Thanks, Dennis. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And I just said how God, you know, opened up his arms, and he said, come to my family while we were still sinners. Isn't that awesome? While we were still sinners, God said, I want you to be part of my family. So I'll die for you. I'll make provision for you. You must just make the commitment towards me, and then you're part of my family. And it was such a beautiful picture. When we also read Luke chapter 15 verse 7, where it says, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. And it's a joyous occasion when God receives us into his family, the family of believers. God loves it. It excites him. You know, there's so much joy in his heart. He dances over this. And it's a beautiful picture of how God feels when he receives us. And again, I must take you to the first scripture again. While we were still sinners, he did this. He's an awesome God. And I also spoke last week about the fact that there's no other God that will do this. Nêrens in geskrewe literatuur so 'n persoon soos ons God nie. Nowhere. All the other gods, you must first do things before they will open up their hearts and their arms for you. God doesn't do that. Obviously, there's certain stuff when we've made the commitment that we need to do. We need to get rid of our pride and everything. And what we've said about the grace message is the grace message does not change what we should do. It only changes our motivation and from what heart we do what we do. Are you with me this morning? And then scripture says in Romans chapter 15 verse 5 to 7. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, and then scripture says this, therefore receive one another. Just as Christ also received us. And so we started talking about family and the way we should receive one another. Just as Christ did it. Now I know it's a challenge. We can't receive each other like Christ did it. You know, we irritate the hell out of each other. We make each other angry. It's a normal thing. It's human to get angry. It's quite human to get irritated. But we need to work through it, because scripture says we must receive one another just like Christ did it. And so that's the big challenge that we as a family have. And the thing that God is saying to his church with the grace message is, I want you to become family. It's really important. We need to become a family. And there's so many people that I talk to. You know, they walk into your heart. They get comfortable in your heart. They drink a cup of tea in your heart. And they clean their feet in your heart. And then they say, bye-bye. See you again. But as soon as you need to talk with them about their hearts are closed. They don't know family. They don't understand covenant. Family doesn't work like that. And so it's quite obvious that sometimes, you know, I will allow people to come and to sit in my heart, and because my heart's always open to listen. But now there's this thing missing. You talk with people and you don't connect with them. And you know, this is one of the biggest challenges for me preaching at other churches and meeting new people, like my friend that was here this morning. He needs to connect with my heart in the first minute. Hy moet weet binne die eerste minuut, yes, so daar's plek vir my in daai man se hart. People can pick it up, you know. They can see, hey, I'm not part of this family. And so that is a challenge for me as a preacher, especially if you go to a church for the first time, like I went to Swakopmund. Just ask God, please, you must help me. These people must connect with my heart because you live in my heart. Jesus, if you're number one in my heart, they will connect with you and then they will connect with me. But now for so many people, you can't connect with them. You talk with them. I mean, you laugh, you make jokes, but there's just never that connection. Are you with me? And so it is possible to connect with people in 1 minute. But it is also possible to be friends with someone in church for years and then you don't connect. That's also possible. And as the church grows, it becomes more difficult to connect with people in heart because now you don't have all the time and you don't have all the resources to spend it on one person. Because now when you talk to a person and you only have 5 minutes, that 5 minutes, it's everything or it's nothing. And so my heart is always, it's everything. And sometimes I still fail, you know. Your head wanders while you're talking to someone else. You talk to a person, then you think of Kentucky. Yes. It's difficult. Or you think about other stuff, work. It's human. But people, if we want to become a family, your heart needs to be open for me and my heart needs to be open for you and for each other, one another. You receive the person first and then you can receive from the person. Jesus' people in his hometown, they could never receive Jesus and so they could never receive from him. So he could never do any miracles there. Hy het 'n paar goedjies daar gedoen. Because they were too familiar with Jesus. And it's the same. And I said last week, there's a gold mine amongst us. If we receive one another, then we can receive from each other. And there's also so many people, as long as you can receive from them, they're happy. Ek weet hulle kom, hulle het altyd 'n preekie vir jou voorberei. No, if they wrote the sermon out the evening before they went to bed, or if they got up very early to write out that sermon, and then as soon as you just want to talk about the rugby and how he is or how she is, then they start preaching at you. You know, the Lord this and the Lord that, and we must this and we must that. And you know, it's something that happens naturally. There's no connection there. It's a sermon. It's beautiful. It's scripture. But there's no connection. God helps us. We must get away from that. I'm serious. We must get away from that preaching, you know, sermons to each other. Families don't preach sermons to each other. Families have relationship. Families live a life. Ons lewe 'n bietjie. You know, like my wife told me in my first year of ministry, I just want to make this very clear. You're not my pastor. You're my husband. So stop being a pastor in our house. I want my husband in my house. Ek soek my man hier. Ek soek hier 'n preekie nie, hoor. Sondag kan hy vir my preek. Preekie hond in die bos en uit die bos, soos hom Dani gesê het. Maar ek soek my man. So wees nou my man. And then, I want you to be my lover. You must love me. Caress me, kiss me. Don't lay hands on me. It's very important. And so what we need to realize, growth always happens in relationship. I'm going to say this again. Growth always happens in relationship. Growth never happens in isolation. Groei vind nie in isolasie plaas nie. Groei vind plaas in verhouding. And what I also said last week, there's so many people out there that got hurt in church. And we must have respect for where they are. But there will come a day of reckoning, and there will come a day, if I'm friends with them, that I will tell them, look here, my friend, you cannot love Jesus, but you hate his body. Jesus loves his body. And it's important that you need to understand this. Are you with me? So if you want to hear what I said last week, weekend, order the CD. I talked about receiving. Receiving one another. Receiving from one another. Now we're going to get more practical. It's the one another series. So I'm looking at all the one another's in scripture. In Afrikaans, dink ek, is it mekaar. In English, it's one another. So I'm looking at all the one another's. How do we as a family of believers relate to one another? We must acknowledge one another. So let's start with the physical sign of affection in a family. Romans 16, verse 16. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. Now, in biblical times, this was a normal thing, kissing. Ek weet nou nie so lekker van nou nie. It's a difficult thing. But in today's culture, the kiss is generally replaced by a handshake or a hug, which is fine. It can be really dangerous just to go and kiss everybody. That can be really dangerous, you know. You know, people can make up stories and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's safer to hug. I can remember when I came into Shofar, Almir was already part of the family. And this hug thing was weird for me. You know, we never used to hug in our home. We used to greet, but we never used to hug and kiss. Especially men. So now there's these people hugging me. And I said, I told Almir one afternoon after church, Likia, I hate this hugging. And she told me, don't hug. Don't hug them. It's fine. She obviously knew that it would change. You know, because new members of the family, they have to learn how the family operates. You understand? I'm not talking about personalities that differ. I'm just talking about family dynamics. And so kissing is really an important thing. Now, it's a holy kiss. Now, some of you may think I'm making a big deal out of this. Can we go to the following? 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 20. All brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. Greet one another with a holy kiss. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 26. Greet all brethren with a holy kiss. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 14. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And if you read the book of Romans, chapter 16, it talks about greeting 21 times. Groet. You know how we greet nowadays? Ja, hallo, ja, ja, bye. Ja, hallo, ja. You see, there's something biblical. There's something godly about greeting, acknowledging one another in a holy way. Groet. Jong mense diesdae groet ook nie meer ouer mense eerste nie. Dit grief my. If you're a young man or a young woman in this church and you don't greet older people, I want you to start greeting them today. Let's first start with the law. Then we can ask the Lord to change your heart. But guys, it's respectful to greet people. You know, I've heard stories of in this church where people come to church and they don't want to greet other people. And all I'm thinking is grow up. Raak groot. Regtig, dan wil ek vir mense, vir groot mense sê, luister, raak groot. Groet. Mense moet maniere het. You know. Manners. It's something holy. Scripture loves it. Why would Scripture state it so many times? The Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter. It's something so beautiful. But you know what? It's not about the kissing or the handshake or the hug. Do you know what it is? It's a heart thing. It's a heart thing. People want to see it in your heart. Hey, do I have a place in this family? Am I welcome in this family? Now, I visited some homes. Woo, then people don't greet me. And I think, God, why did you send me here? But then I must be there. You just get a grunt. Now, I don't know if I say hi, hello. I don't know if I must say back. Then we have a very beautiful, mature conversation. Ek weet nie of dit normaal is in sommige huise dat ons so praat nie. You know, I've heard of homes where people get up and nobody greets each other. All that you hear is bye. Die suiker is op. Wie het my brood gevat? Niemand het nog gegroet of ietsie. In family we greet. And when we're part of this family, when new believers, when new friends come to this family, we greet them. We don't walk past them and ignore them. They're new here. We must make them feel welcome. And it's not I that said so. It's something that God loves because God's a family man. We greet. And obviously, you must settle it now because our church is going to grow and we are going to get bigger. And when we get bigger, this thing must be settled. Because if you're 800 people in the church and nobody greets each other, you have chaos. You don't have church. I tell you this. As daar is 800 mense in 'n kerk is en niemand hou van mekaar groet nie, dan sit jy nie meer met 'n kerkie. Daar sit seker byeenkomsie, waar iemand kom praat met 'n mikrofoontjie, en 'n paar mense slat die tromme warm, en dan gaat ons maar weer huis toe. Maar as groet jy mekaar nie, it's wrong people. Greeting, it's family. Just let me touch on the negatives. Proverbs chapter 7 verse 13. So she caught him and kissed him with an impudent face. She said to him, you know what that is? Seduction. We don't seduce people when we greet them. The seductive kiss. The kiss of a snake. It's a holy kiss. It's not a seductive greeting. It's not something seductive. You know, there was one brother when we were still in the arcade. He used to check out the girls. And so some of the girls started complaining and said, look at this brother, he comes here, but he checks us out, and we don't like the way he greets us. So we started praying. And at one stage, one of the men had to talk to him, pull him, luister die broer, as jy nie jou handjies mooi jou en jou groet mooi jou nie, loop. Daar is die tyd vir sulke goed hier nie. We respect women, we respect each other. It's not a seductive thing. It's not about seduction. It's something holy. We greet each other. And the same will apply here. We're not here to play hanky-panky, spanky-spanky. No. We greet. Wani lach. Luke chapter 22 verse 48. But Jesus said to him, Judas, why are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? It's not a kiss of betrayal. Disloyalty. I greet you with a smile, but in my right hand there's a knife, and I put it into your back. Hello. And I stand it all. It's not that. Proverbs 27 verse 6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. You know, friends will hurt us sometimes. But the enemy, they will kiss you, they will look you in the eye, and they will speak deceit. And we need to get rid of that. And let me tell you this. People will greet you. People will greet me. I don't know. People will greet me, but I will pick up on where their hearts are if they are deceitful. I'll greet someone and they'll know, oh, there's something wrong here. Kiviki, tell it up. And so, when it comes to greeting, you know what the golden rule for me is? Greet the other person first with an open heart. Even if they don't greet you. There's so many people that I've, you know, come across, and you chat to them and talk to them, and you don't exist. You greet, but you don't exist. Jy bestaan nie vir hulle nie. And it's nie lekker nie. You know, until God vindicates you, God will make a way where they must notice you. And they greet people and they don't take note. You feel the odd one out at the party. So you have your cup of tea, you know, and your scone of your kolavanki of whatever hulle daar neersit, eistervarkies en jam teertjies en hertsoggies. And then someone says, hi, have you met Carlos? He's the pastor of Shofar. Then you must see the other person's eyes that didn't want to greet me. I never knew. I never knew you, you know. And I think, yeah, right. So my title is supposed to change anything, everything about me. I'm a person. Respect me for who I am. It's the last thing that I will do. Being undignified, disrespecting, and dishonoring somebody else. It's wrong. And so we live like that, and it's wrong. We need to change it. We need to become a family. Are you with me? It's a positive message, eh? Isn't it something beautiful God is saying to His church? Are you excited about it? Let's become family. Then, affection toward one another. Be kindly affectionate to one another. With brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Guys, you know what's the first thing when we want to become the family? What's the first thing that needs to be important? We need to be affectionate. It's not love. It's affectionate in love, but it's not love. Kom ek gooi dit julle simpel. Silie, forgive me, I'm first going to say it in Afrikaans, and then I'll say it in English, but if you understand the Afrikaans is not, then I won't say it in English. Weet julle wat's die simpel ding? En ek gaan dit sê soos ons praat. Jy moet actually dit like om hier te wees. Jy moet like so met die mense tyd te spandeer. Dit moet so lekker wees. My wife's not a morning person. But she likes it when we're around her in the morning. When I'm working, I'm really focused at home also. When I do something, I can only focus on that one thing. And it frustrates Almri because she wants me to focus on more than one thing, but I can't. It's too difficult for me. So you can pray for that for me. Maar ek kan nie op klomp goed konsentreer dan mors ek op. Ek kan net die een dingetjie doen. Dis maar nou soos ek is. Ek sal die dingetjie doen, dan vergeet ek dit. But now when my family, when they're around me, I like it to be with them. Ek hou daarvan om met my familie te wees. So, obviously, as jy nie van hou om in jou familie te wees, dan is dat ons nou een probleem. So, as jy nou nie hou van hier wees, ek is nou nie snaaks, dat is dat ons nou fout. Jy moet het ons nou actually likes om saam met ons te wees. Om met ons uit te hang, en ek love het om met die mense van die kerk uit te hang. Die storiekies, in die jy weet die geselsies en die kinders kry lisensie en die mama vertel van hoe die kinders lisensie jy weet in die eense storiekie ek likes it julle affection, that is what Paul is saying guys, you must actually like being with each other. You know, the other day I was walking. Friday was my wife's birthday, so I'm walking, I'm praying for her and a few other people, and I'm just praying, and then God just says stop praying. And I scheme now why God was saying that to me, because he just felt I became too spiritual for him. So God just said, stop praying. You're too spiritual for me now. So I stopped praying and I'm walking. The dam, Mountain Mall, I'm walking there. And I said, now God, now what? And so God said this amazing thing to me. Just walk with me. And then God said, you know, Carlos, I actually like spending time with you. So just keep quiet, walk, look at the mountains. I look with you at the mountains. So we looked at the mountains. And God and I, we looked at the mall. We looked at the dam. And I just said nothing. But you know how calming and how beautiful it was. asked just to walk with God on my side. Knowing that nobody in this world can do anything to me because I'm with my daddy. And then daddy said two things to me. I'm your father. I'm your friend. It was so beautiful. And as I was walking, God said while I was relaxed, now I wasn't super spiritual anymore. So ek was nou nie meer super geestelik nie. In the name of Jesus, a God, we must, a Lord, for my wife. You know, super spiritual. So now as I'm just relaxed, God is just saying to me, I want you to look to your left. And I'm looking to my left. There's a field. And I'm on my way. I'm past that new building site, Mountain Memorial. The road makes a bend like this. And there's this field. And there's two guys sitting there. And the Lord's just saying to me, in this relaxness as we're walking, one of them wants to commit suicide. So now I'm walking. Every time this thing just pops up in my suicide. So now I see it's two guys, because I didn't see the other one from the other side. So I'm so greet them, my guys. So now I ask God, what must I do? Turn around. You must pray for them. Now I'm turning back. I say, hi guys, how are you? One's name was Matthew. The other one's name was Frank. They're sitting at this building site. You know they're working on the N1. And then what's that other road? The Harbour, Yellow Marshall. The onion about you, Uri N1. Roo. So what they do, the guys, they stand there. Then they wait for the site managers to come. And then they pick guys randomly. And then they either take you to the N1 or to Roo Street, where you will help them with work for the day. So now the two of them were sitting there. They didn't pick them. So I said, okay, guys, why are you here? No, we want a job. We want to work. I said, okay, can I pray for you? So now I'm praying for them. I'm praying for them for a job and everything. And then God says, what about the suicide? You know, it just sits here, the suicide. So I said, guys, now this is going to sound weird, but I just believe the Lord is telling me that one of you or both of you wanted to commit suicide already. And then Matthew just started. Look, you man, I can't take it anymore. I have children. There's times when I just thought I'm going to take my life because I can't provide for them. And I could see in his eyes the emptiness and the loneliness. I said, Matthew, but then I need to pray for you. I laid my hands. I didn't preach anything. I just laid my hands and I prayed and I cut off death and I had peace. And as I got up, I walked back. And so I forgot about this step behind me. And so I fell over. So they're laughing at me and I'm laughing. I say, guys, hey, you must have a wonderful day. And so I left. I never preached to him. But you know what? God, as a family man, actually likes that. In relaxedness, in this closeness, he loves to spend time with me and he loves to spend time with people. It's really important. Affection is that natural, tender affection. And the word that Paul uses there is the affection between brothers and sisters in a home. That is what Paul is talking about, that we should feel for one another here. And it means that Christians should have similar feelings toward each other as belonging to the same family and united in the same principles and interest. And families, they must know how to communicate with them. How do we communicate? We communicate the truth with each other without being religious. And there's certain things that we as a family do that we enjoy, you know. We ask questions. We listen to each other. We show interest. You know, we're positive. We celebrate special times. Like matric exams, we celebrate it. When somebody, you know, passed their driving exams, we celebrate it. We excited. We enjoy it because that's what families do. And then scripture says, in honor, giving preference. There's it. In other words, You lead the way in showing affection and honoring people. You don't wait for people to honor you. You honor people. En asseblief, jy is nie valsie. Jy smeer die hening om die mense se mond so dik laat dit tappie. Jesus, from the heart you honor people. Jesus, honor them from the heart. Say, I appreciate what you're doing, huh? You know, thanks for all the SMSs that you sent to my wife on her birthday. It meant so much to us. You understand what I'm saying? Christelle, I'm so happy for you. You've got your driver's license. It's a cool thing. Isn't it cool? And she'll tell you how cool it is. Christelle will tell you how cool it is. But it's just so special to that person when you honor them. And you know where honor starts? Honor starts here, and honor starts in your mouth. You honor people with your mouth. Because if it's settled here, you'll honor them with your mouth, and you honor them with your actions. Being honorable. Honorable. Starting within your heart, giving preference to other people. Are you with me? Can we just go back to Romans chapter 12 verse 10? I just want to read that scripture. It's a beautiful scripture. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. You'll see in all my scriptures, the one another is there. One another. So many people, they only got the one. There's not an another. Families are places we need to show affection. Met ander woorde, ouens, het begin net deur eenvoudig te wees. Ons moet actually het like om met mekaar te wees. Het moet veel lekker wees om hier te wees. Is julle met my? Amen. Number 3. Families are places of security. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 40. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. First of all, if we read that, in a family, there's people that are unruly. In every family, there's people that are unruly. Now, what the Apostle Paul is talking about here is family. He's talking, if that word unruly, if you go to the Greek, he's actually using an analogy where you're in the military and somebody's out of rank. We're all marching, but somebody's on that side scratching in his nose. He's not here. So he's out of line. Then we have to talk to him, unruly. So it's scriptural to talk to people who's unruly, who's out of line. It's not necessarily a big thing, but just out of line. We need to talk to someone and say, hey, broer, jy's by the order now, you were. Kijk, jy is lekker buite orde. Kom sit hier so. We just need to talk. Because babies in Christ, they can be unruly. Because they don't know better. You know, Carlo gives Eva hiding. Then we tell her, look, you're out of line. We give the hidings in this house. You can't hit your sister. You'll kill her. You know. It's wrong. You're out of line now. But she doesn't know better. Sy weet mos nou nie van beter af nie. Of sy wil nou haar vinger in die plak druk. Nou moet ons van sê, nee, jy's nou buite orde. Unruly. But then you also get older Christians that's unruly. They're out of line. Now, this is a challenge because sometimes you must discern between the following. Is this person doing it on purpose or are they just naive? Is it nou doelbewus wat die ene nou dit doen? Of is hulle net 'n bietjie naïef? But we'll talk about that in a later stage in the One Another series. But I just want to tell you, in family, there must be support systems for people that are unruly. En vir die asse ou goed verkeerd doen, daar moet 'n hulpsisteem wees om die ou te help. Ons kan mos nie die ou net wegjaag nie.
Kom sê nee gaan. Spring in 'n dam of doen, jy weet ons kan nie dit aan die mense doen nie. Then secondly, there's those who are faint-hearted, cowardly, timorous, dejected, easily depressed or yielding to fear. Are you with me there? There's people like that, and we need to talk to them and we need to support them. Then there's also those who are without strength. As mense wat net sukkel, jy weet, in families. Hulle het nie krag om dinge te doen en dan moet ons hulle help. Are you with me? So families are safe places where we must warn, comfort and uphold the weak. We must support each other in difficult times. And I'll talk about that right now. And then, being patient with one another. Patience. As jy nou wil kyk hoe volwasse iemand is, kyk nou hoe geduldig hy persoon is. If you want to see how patient, how mature somebody is, just see how patient they are. You pick it up just as this, as easy as that. Oh. We'll talk about that at a later stage also. I'm just talking about what I really feel God is saying about his church. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 to 5. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. Just stop there. Verse 1. Can you just black out there? If somebody does something wrong, we are more mature. If you are more mature, you must go and help that person in that area where he or she struggles with. Are you with me? You go and you help. But it says with a spirit of meekness. In a family, when you restore someone, you're always humble with meekness. Can we get the scripture again there? You know why? Lest you also be tempted. When you discipline somebody, and we'll talk about, you never miss to know it all when you discipline somebody. You're never clever. It's in humility, and that is something that people, if you're not humble, if you discipline somebody and you're not humble, that person won't receive discipline from you. They won't. They'll pick up arrogance in your heart and they turn your back on you. Just like that. I've seen it with Carla. As soon as I talk to her and I want to discipline her, but it's out of a position of disrespect, she doesn't listen to me. It's as if something just cuts off in her heart. Now either two things will happen. Or I will instill an ungodly fear into her. I'll get angry that she must listen to me. Or she will just rebel. One of those two. En ek het nou al gesien by die ouer mense, ek het ons al gehoor hoe hulle praat, ek hou van as ouer mense praat. As jy is jou kind moet skree om 'n ding te doen dat jy klaar verloor, you've lost. As soon as you want to start enforcing, you must force, then you've lost. In family battles, you've lost, you know. And they say if the foundations are not laid by the age of 7, well, there is grace, but 7, you know, and when they're 13, they know everything. And by the age of 18, you can't do anything anymore. Are you with me? But it's family. But you know, in family, in spiritual family, when somebody is overtaken in any trespass, sin, we must help that person. Secondly, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, just bear with me here. Bear with one another's burdens. Some things are too difficult for people to overcome. The burden is too heavy. Then we must help them carry it. That's the picture that the Apostle Paul is giving you. If something is too heavy for someone, we must help them. Now, I'll look into it in detail in the later stage in the One Another series. But it's important that we should understand this as a family. We need to look out for each other and help the people where the burden is too heavy. Are you with me? You're following me? Then, to fulfill the law of Christ, this is the law of love. Because of that love motivation, you will help people. Then,
If anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. So now the Apostle Paul saying, look, you guys, when you help people and when you discipline people, please do not think so much of yourself. You know, this is a very dangerous thing for me. I'm talking about me as a pastor now. So many people talk to me about their struggles. Hulle baie mense wat help my van waar my hulle sukkel. So many people, they just tell me with what they're struggling and what their difficulties are. Do you know what the danger is? The danger for me is thinking I'm better than you. It's a very dangerous place to be. Jy's nooit beter as iemand anders. You're never better than anybody else. I'm not saying if there's a criminal that, in that sense, where you compare each other. No. I'm talking about that spiritual pride thing, the thing that roams in you. You know, where you always think you're better than other people. It's wrong. And so Paul says, when somebody has a burden and when somebody's sinned and there's a trespass, just remember, you're not something. As soon as you think you're something, you're deceived. Now, I've been deceived so many times because it creeps into your heart. I will never do that. You know, and it's not in that you say it, you think it. It just creeps into your heart. So be careful of that then. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself and not in another. In other words, you always start with yourself. You always start with yourself. It's a very good place to start yourself. I'll teach on this another time, but I'm just opening up some things. And then, verse 5, for each one shall bear his own load. Now, how does this work? In verse 2, it says, bear one another's burdens. But now it says again, for each one shall bear his own load. Now, there's some burdens that I can't help you with, and there's some burdens that you can't help me with. For example, when my wife was in labor for 17 hours, that was her burden. Ek kan nie vir haar kraam nie. Dis maar nou een van daai goedjies wat sy moet leer om deur te suffer. Sien dit disrespectful is, sien maar ek kan nie sê Here gee die baba nou vir 2 ure weer vir my nie. I'm there to support her, but she must suffer for that alone. You with me? Does it make sense what I'm saying to you? There are certain ministry burdens that God has put on my shoulders. No one in this church can help me. As a pastor, there are certain burdens that I must carry it. I must pick up my cross every day and follow Him. So some people, they make bad choices in life, and then I'm just making an example. Then they're in debt. Now is that skuld. Now God can iemand stuur om die skuld te betaal vir jou. Maar jy moet verstaan, dis 'n las wat jy moet dra. Ons kan vir jou help in alle areas en facette, as jy met my. Maar daar sekere goedjies rondom daai situasie wat jy verantwoordelikheid moet voorneem. Ek kan nie vir jou daar uit help, as jy met my. En dis die verskil. But there are certain stuff that people can help you with. Financially and spiritually. Are you with me? Sometimes there's a need financially, then we can sow into people's lives. Just look here, we can help you. Are you with me? But there's certain stuff, certain burden that you need to carry. I hope everybody's clear on that. Does it make sense? As enigiemand wat nie eens verstaan nie, steek gou jou hand op dat ek net sien. I'll come back and teach about this. But the most important thing for me is we must have support systems, and families are places of security. Then we must learn to fight for relationship. Romans chapter 14 verse 1 and Romans chapter 15 verse 1. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but do not dispute over doubtful things. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Now, if you read those chapters, Paul is talking about the liberty that we have in Christ. If it een voel hy kan vark eet en daai tyd die ander voel hy kan nie. Die een voel hy kan dit doen, daai ander voel hy kan nie. If it die ene voel hy kan 'n glas rooi wyn drink, daai ander voel hy kan nie. Die ene voel hy kan 'n glas whisky drink, daai ander voel hy kan nie. Nou, is drank verkeerd? Nee, die misbruik van drank is verkeerd. Okay, ek wil net dit sê tot die wat daaroor gewonder het. Maar nou, jy weet nou, maar nou, oor ek 'n glas rooi wyn met my kos drink, moet ek nie dit moeilik maak vir 'n ander man wat dit nie wil doen en my wil nou op hom afdruk nie. Drink liefies aan nie jou wyn nie. Drink het as die man huis toe gaan. Moet jy nou dwars en onnodig wees, want nou sê Paulus hier, do not dispute, moet nie oor nonsens, nie, ja, soveel mense wat met my oor nonsens wil kon stry. Jy weet, dan wil hulle met my redeneer, ja, maar nou hoef ek dit nou. Nou moet ek nou op hom praat oor of 'n lang koppie of 'n klein koppie. Drink het uit te koppie uit. Al is dit jou tanden koppie, drink het daar ook uit. Yes, like man. Maar nou, jy weet, lang debatte oor nonsens. You see, all that Paul is saying, look, you must, in a family, you must have respect for one another. Everybody is not on the same level. So don't you come and oppress people with your opinions. If it's sin, it's sin, and we deal with the sin. Give it not. Daar's mense wat artikels skryf julle oor hoekom rokie sonde is. Ek maak net 'n voorbeeld. Maar ek gaan nou nie regtig. Ek gaan nie 'n afspraak 'n uur mors om met 'n ou te praat of rook sonde of nie is. Ek kan vir hom 2 minute sê wat ek dink, maar ek gaan ook nie. Weet julle hoekom is ek so? Ek wil net vir daai ou laat weet wat voor my sit. Luister broer, ek like jou. I'm willing to walk a road with you. I'm here to respect you where you are. But please, don't come and with a doctrine, the doctrine of smoking, because I don't read about the doctrine of smoking in Scripture. What I do know is the Holy Spirit says you must respect your body. Smoking is addictive, and there's so many other things that I can say, but I don't want to go there. Let's just have mutual respect here. But if you're going to start telling people it's okay to smoke, then I'm going to chat with you because you're contaminating the family now. But then we're going to have a family talk. Then we're going to pull you to this and say, look, you stop this. I don't want you talking to other people about this anymore. There's more harm in this than anything. Please, are you with me? But weak people, there's so many weak people, they can't make choices. It's a difficult for them. We must bear with the scruples of the weak. We should not please ourselves. Don't please yourself and trample on other people. You know, I must just talk about this. Because God is just laying this on my heart. I've been talking to people so many times, then they want to be right. Dit jaapie is reg, maar hy maak ander mense seer. Hoor nou mooi wat ek sê. Dis reg om reg te wees, maar ten watter koste. Ek sê nie, jy moet verkeerd wees nie. Wie nie, daar stuie wat ek, kom ek maak die voorbeeld. Baie besig by die huis, ek sê vir my vrou, Luvian en Sinti, kom by ons eet, sê jy moet 'n lekker disie voorberei. Ja, nee. Wanneer kom hulle die 15de? Right, 15de kom Luvian en Sinti by die huis, nou kom ek by die huis, ek sê, Amri, Luvian en Sinti, hulle is, kom nog nie, waar is die kos? Nou het sy vergeet. Wie wat, dit irriteer my. Ek sê nou vir jou, die mense kom, dis belangrike mense, nou is die nie kosie. Heerlikheid man, kan die mense niks vir jou sê nie. Ek het al hoeveel keer gesê, skryf jy goed neer. Dat sal jy het onhou. Maar jy worry. Nou staan Carla, nou kyk Carla. Ek is op van die slegheid. Ek gaan ook 'n takkie koop, los alles. Nee, los sy vleis, los. Los, jy maak niks gehaar nie. Nou gaan ek koop ek 'n takkie. Ek is so reg, ek is verkeerd. Ek is so reg, ek is reg, maar ek is baie verkeerd. Weet jy hoeveel Christene is dan so? Hulle pluk die boek uit. Dat hulle so reg. En hulle doen meer skade met dit. As wat hulle enige iemand mee help. It's wrong, people. It's not a God thing. Nou, ek gaan later hier oor preek. Wanneer ek wel met 'n goddelike woede standpunt inneem. Enige persoon wat die genade van God wil stop vir 'n ander persoon, met hom gaan ek nie lag nie. Jy gaan niemand uit die koninkryk van God hou met jou godsdienstigheid. Dan gaan ons nou ons dasse afval en lekker gesels. Want dan gaan ek vir sê, wat is jou story? Jy wil elke keer ander broers laat val oor jou godsdienstigheid en jy gooi vir my skriffies, voor ek hou nie hiervan nie. Bly by die huis. Is baie beter so. That was Jesus' stance with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Jesus told them, look your brothers, you're not hearing my heart for people. Dit is a hartsting. Is hulle met my? Is hulle met my? Amen. I love this. God fights for relationships. God fight for relationships, julle. Rarig. Ons het al mense gehad wat wil trou. Dan is daar nou die ding tussen die skoon ma en die skoon. Die dinge werk nou nie lekker nie. En al wat ek net altyd ouens sê, you fight for the relationship. You fight for that blessing. We will pray until you receive that blessing. Nou, obviously, sommige tye is daar is sekere mense in die wêreld wat net so dwars is. Jy breek die deur. Jy moet nou eerlik op wees, nie. Daar is mense wat net moeilik is. Maar jy fight vir die relationship. En as dinge moeilik is, kom ek maak weer voorbeeld. Sê nou, ding is nou nie lekker met Elmarie, sy mama en papie en met my nie. Nou moet ek en Elmarie daar oor praat. Op ek oor gaan ons met besluit, gaan ons nou, ons kan ons nou nie vir ewig wegblij nie, en dan moet hulle weer vir ons bel wanneer hulle dood te sien. Jesus, moest nou, nee, is mos nou nie regie. So nou moet ek en sy mos nou besluit, luister, tot waar gaan ons om nou vat, en dan op ek kool moet ek sê, luister bokkie, maar ek moet die minste hier wees. Op ek kool gaan ek net terug gaan, kom ons laat die stoel net daal en sak, en dan gaat ons nou terug, en dan wees ek nou die minste, jy weet, daar is mense wat is die minste wil wees, hulle wil net reg wees. Are you with me? And especially to unbelievers, mense dat buiten dink, moes jy soos ons dinkie. Omdat die Heilige Gees ons vernieuwe het binnen, wil ons baie keer die mense dat buiten moet soos ons dink, maar hulle kan nie. Hoor nog goed toch vir my vanoggend, hulle kan nie. En jy kan nie verwag, hulle moet op dieselfde standaard systeem as ek en jy dinkie. I can influence them with the godly lifestyle. That I can do, but I can't change them. So these are things that God has been just teaching me now for 4 or 5 years. Just learning to listening to people, knowing when to get angry and when to say something, when to... So now you probably want to know, so when do I speak with someone at work? You always speak to somebody at work at their weakest point in their life and when they're open to listen to you. So wanneer daai ou wat so snaaks is met jou by die werk, nou die slegte dag het en hy kom sit by jou en hy sê, weet nie, ek voel nou vandag so, wat, nou praat jy met hom. Weet jy wat nie, daai dag toe jy het my dit gesê het. Toe was het aan my lekker nie. En ek wil ons met dit wat ons nou doen, gereeld doen, want dan kan ons mekaar, now his heart is open. Don't fight battles that you cannot win. Those that you know you're going to lose, rather keep quiet and just pray to the Lord. Daar is baie wysheid wat ek jou nou gee. Daar is baie mense wat wil hê, ek moet fight. En sê ek wil, ek gaan nie die fight nie, maar ek weet, ek gaat hom verloor. Ek gaan nie vir jou sê, ek gaan hom verloor, maar I'll fight it in the inner room. Daar op my knie gaat ek hom fight, en daar gaan ek hom wen. But if I know I can win a fight, then I'll go. And I'll take my case. I'll say, guys, this is how we're going to do it. And we better get this thing right. It's just some wisdom that God has been... And it's all about that humility. Are you with me? Does it make sense? Is it challenging any of you? it's a challenging thing when we want to become a family. Eh? Daar wil Carla moes nou Liana met haar skoene aanslaap, nuwe skoene. Natannie Glo is nou of ek skiel lanka oor en iemand huil vir 'n halfuur of laat haar na skoene slaap. Hoekom moet sy dan nou nie na skoene slaap nie? Sy gaan nie môre dood opstaan nie of 'n bloedklont hier ontwikkel nie. Laat die kind slaap in haar skoene, man. Are you with me? There's certain battles that you can't fight, there's certain battles that you just leave. I'm just sharing as part of family. Family. Are you with me? It's a heart thing, people. It's a heart thing. So, fight for the relationship. See, families are a safe place to share your heart and make yourselves vulnerable. James chapter 5 verse 6, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. A family is a place where you can confess your weaknesses. People must feel comfortable to confess their weaknesses. I struggle with this, and then we pray. Friday morning, Almri's birthday, the two of us broke bread, and I told her what I struggle with. Say for Almri, yes, say yes to share. Now she says, say for me, yes, say ek sukkel om vir Carla te verstaan. Nou laag ek. Want ek sukkel ook. Dan sê ek van my bokkie, ek ook. Ja. En Carla het niks verkeerd hier. Is net, ons verstaan haar nie nou nie. Sy is, Givi, daar was ons nou oor haar geprofiteer, dat haar mond vinnig sal wees. Ons het het so op Siri geluister, al oor en oor. En dat sy verkeerde goed, dat sy die regte goed op verkeerde plekke gaan sê, en dat sy intelligent is. So nou word die profesie waar. Nou, papa en mama is ver agter. Is julle met my? So, dis hoekom ons hou van babas insien antidot. Jy weet, so as ek sien die kindjie gaat van antidot lekker, ek spreek om. Is een grapje antidot, hoor. So, jy weet, maar, ons kon het daar share en nog een hele paar ander goed net sê, luister, dit is waarmee ons sukkel. En dit is gebid en brood gebreek. Want weet julle wat? Daar is hier 5-stap plan wat vir my gaan help om vir Carla te laat verstaan nie. Iets in my hart moet verander om my kind te verstaan. Dis die haskultie. Edboek kan nie vir my sê, lees die boek, daar ga jy nou weet nie. Ek gaan die boek lees, maar ek gaan dit mis. Voor ek die boek lees, moet die Here eers iets hier doen. Daar gaan ek my kind verstaan. En so ek vertrou die Here toe ons die nagmaal gebruik het, het dit gebreek. Ouens, ek gaan nie verder, ek gaan daar stop, anders gaan ons te lank aangaan. So, kan ons net na die heel laaste skuifie toe gaan, asseblief. Die heel laaste skuifie, Tinus. It's time that we have family talks. Have communion. By julle huis, nagmaal. Nou, weet wat wil ek julle moet nou gaan doen? By die nagmaal gaan sê waarmee jy sukkel. Maar niemand preek vir niemand nie. En kinders mag nagmaal gebruik. En al is die een in jou huis en die een die nog nie die Here nie, daai een mag ook nagmaal gebruik. Okay? So Kalen gaan nou daarby tannie Shilm wie sê waarmee sy suk, maar niemand gaat nou vir preekie. En ons gaan nie nou preekie. Sy gaan net sê, sy sukkel met dit, en allemaal gaan net sê, Maar moet asseblief sê, ek het nou een woord vir jou nie. Hou die woord, bid die woord hier. Niemand gaat vir niemand nou niks sê nie. Ons gaan net sê, dis waarmee ek sukkel. Secondly, in the communion share weaknesses. Third, then we just pray. Just bring it before the Lord and we pray. We say, God, we trust you to help us in this. God, before we ask for any strategy, God, bring a change in our hearts. Bring a verandering in ons harte. Ons wil te veel doen. We want to do to change. You don't do, change happens in your heart. You cannot do anything if you haven't changed in your heart. Then just testify. Just testify about what God is doing in your life now. And this is also small group leaders, you can write this down. This is what you're going to do Wednesday in small group. If you're uncomfortable to share with the group, don't share with the group. If you want to share with one person, share with one person. I just have respect for that also. We can't force anybody to share in a group. Okay. So as your kind nou nie wil deel nie, moet jy nie sê kom nou nie. Dit is nie jou oupa. Jy was altyd so stil. Jy praat nooit. Los dit. As hy of sy nou soos sy oupas, los hulle. Laat soos hulle oupa wees. Dis iets goeds op. Dit kan goed ook wees. Just leave him. Just pray it through. Just say, God, please, I want to reach. Want, you know how many parents I speak to, then they tell me, but my child doesn't open up to me. Nou kan ek sien die tannies of die oomse oor die seer, want hulle wil graag hê die kind moet deel. And all I can say, we can't force them. They must open up themselves. As hulle met my. Jy weet, ek was so kind, toeboek. My maatie is uitgevind wat fout met my was, as sy gehoor het, ek huil in die nag 2:30. Daar kon sy, waaroor huil jy? And then still I don't want to say, but now it has changed. I can speak. Because there's grace. Just keep on praying. And then is there any, nothing else. So we're going to do that as a family. We're going to become a family. And my next few sermons will be out. How does a family reach out to those that does not have a family? Daar's mos nou buite daar mense daar buite wat nie familie het nie. Hey, ons moet hulle nooi in die familie en they must come to family because they won't grow without a family. It's very rare that you will grow, but even the Apostle Paul, when he was in jail, he wrote to family members. My heart is with you, Paul says. I'm in jail, but I'm writing to you. You know, greet the churches in that house. Greet the church in that house. Greet this church and greet them. The Apostle Paul knew, you know, and even for the Apostle Paul, they knew how to walk with God. There's times that he writes in his epistles that he says, guys, Timothy comforted me. Even the Apostle Paul needed comfort. Selfs hy het dit nodig gehad dat iemand net 'n bietjie aan sy koppie vryf en hom sê, toe maar Paulus, jy hoor. We've got your back. Skryf jy daai briefies, ons sal dit vir jou gaan aflewer by al die kerke. Hier is vir jou finansietjie, hier is jou ietsie om te eet. En Paulus, jy weet, daar's 'n gedeelte wat Paulus sê vir Daina, hy moet my baadjie saambring. En weet jy of jy dit al gelees het nie? The man had needs and his brother had to help him fulfill his family. You know the song that we sang last week? We are family. Ons het lekker vir die wat hier was, ons het gedans vir die week. We la capela, julle was hier. Ons het 'n fantastiese tyd gehad. Jy weet. So dis fantastic, guys. We must become family, we must stop being religious. You know, there's families when you come to them, the children sit like this, and it's so taikish. Speak when you are spoken to, and children are not supposed to be heard, they must only be seen. Nie kinders worry. Jy moet net kinders sien, hulle moet so daar wees. And Jesus is the man of life. Children would have never ran to Jesus if he wasn't a family man. Dis hoekom Jesus sê, laat die kindertjies na my toe kom. Julle is nou godsdienstig, julle hoop apostels, laat hulle kom. En julle weet, kinders kom nie so nie. Hulle hartop en hulle spring. Julle weet hoe gaan kinders aan. Elke dag is mos 'n nuwe dag vir hulle. Nie vir ons nie. Ons lewe nog in ou goed. Hulle spring en hulle gaan aan en hulle, en Jesus het gesê kom, en die apostels het gedink, nee, hulle kan nie naby die groot godsman kom, en sê Jesus, ons julle verstaan nie. I'm a family man. As dit in jou hart is om so te word, die dag het ek en jy nooit connect nie. But I love this. And so, I just want to pray for us as a family again, and then we're going to sing one or two songs. Let's get the band, please, get up. What are we going to sing, Colin? What are we going to sing? Sy gaan nou sê, the more these women submit, the more they're in control. God no say. It's awesome how it works, eh? The more they submit, the more they're in control. Oh, it's fantastic om deel te wees van die familie. Oh, Llewellyn. Hey, word. Your love is amazing. And the other song, let's make it two. Your love is amazing and mighty to save. Het jy gesien, Tinus? Laat sy lippe lees, hè? Okay, guys, let's just stand. Father, we must become a family, but sometimes it's so challenging. We don't know what to do and how to do it. But God, our prayer for this weekend, again, is just to come and make the change in our heart. God, forgive us for just oppressing other people and just forcing our opinions upon them. We come humbly before you and we say, we really want to be a church that people will say, there's those people that honors the principle of one another. And Father, there's so many people outside that does not know family. God, start in our hearts to have a heart for other people. A heart for ander mense, wat die deel is van die familie nie. Ons wil so graag vir hulle deel van die familie. God, I'm just thinking now about Laverne that stayed in Piet and Liana's house. That is the way the church should be. No strangers. He can speak German, we can speak English, but God, we one family. There's just the openness not to be rejected. God, we don't want to reject people. We want to open our hearts. Ons maak ons harte oop om te ontvang. As our eyes are closed, if you don't feel part of family, if you want to feel part of the family of Jesus, just raise your hands. Just let me see. Is there anybody like that? There's one hand. Is there anybody else that want to be part of Jesus' family? If you're just hearing Jesus calling your name and say, come, come into my family. Do you want to be part of the family? Do you want to be part of that family with Jesus? Is there anybody here that have never said, Jesus, I want to be part of you? I'm not talking about this church. I'm just talking about the family of Jesus. Kan die persoon wat die hand opgesteek het, voor het te kom asseblief? Can you please just come to the front? Kan ons dit vir haar handen klapje geven? Dit is so prachtig. Just come. Just keep our eyes closed. Just keep our eyes closed. Out of respect. Just keep our eyes closed out of respect. Maar jy kan maar vir my kyk, hoor, anders moet jy vir hulle allemaal kyk. Jy wil nie vir hulle kyk. Hulle kyk my bang. Sonde. You know, but is there anybody else that want to be part of Jesus' family? Just keep our eyes closed, please. Who wants to be part of Jesus' family? If this message touched you, and you just feel you want to make your home a Christian family, and you want to stand in faith with us, to make this church a family, because family is not the building, family is in our hearts. If you want to stand in faith with us to grow in that, just raise your hands. If you're part of this community, as jy deel is van hierdie gemeente en jy wil die gemeente familie maak, steek net op jou hand dat ons saam kan bid en net die Here saam vertrou. Ons gaan dit familie maak. God, we're going to make this church a family. We don't know what it's going to cost us, but we really just lay everything down and say, God, we want to be part of the family. Father, I pray for my sister here this morning that wants to be part of your family. In the name of Jesus, I say thank you, Lord, that you're blessing her this morning and that she's receiving you. And as she's receiving you, you're just opening up a new world and a new life for her. Lord, her life just excites us. Here, ons is opgewonde oor haar. God, she's a baby Christian. She's a baby and she's going to feed on your milk. And God, we are going to support her. Ons gaan vir support, Here. Ons gaan vir help. Ons gaan met haar stap. Ons gaan het vir haar. Ons gaan vir haar in ons midde inneem en ons gaan die pad met haar stap. En Here, U is so opgewonde oor haar. Heaven rejoices, God. And God, there's a smile on our faces because salvation came, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you just for your anointing, the fact that you're touching her and that she will never be the same, Lord, in Jesus' name. Sy gaan net gesaam met jou daar agter toe hoor. Gaan julle gedagtes. Guys, we're just going to sing and Just open up our hearts. People are looking for family. Mense soek familie. Hulle wil deel van 'n familie wees. We're going to be that family for them. The whole Wooster, Robertson, the Dorings, we're going to be family. No more fighting, no more strife. Ons gaan later daaroor praat. Oor hoekom aan die strife moet wees, hoekom aan die jealousy moet wees in 'n familie nie. Gaat lekker goedjies oor praat. Lekker opgewonde, dit maak my opgewonde. Guys, from me and Elmery side, thank you that we can be part of your families. It's a privilege. I love it. Let's just sing.
Your love is